Well, it's going to be big. It's Saturday at Spotless, the GWS Giants up against the West Coast Eagles, while the Swannies, they travel away to the MCG up against Geelong. And a man who knows all about the world of AFL, I think he's still pretty much a Swanee, but I'm sure he would like GWS to go well, is Neil Cordy from the Daily Telegraph. G'day, Neil.
G'day, TK.
Yeah, mate, obviously terrific to have two Sydney teams still going. And GWS, have they got the wobbles, mate? A fractured foot, Shane Mumford, and poor old Jeremy Cameron's got the dreaded hamstring.
Yeah, it's a massive blow. And you could say that both Mumford and Cameron are their first and best players, first and second best players. They're massive losses. But there's some comfort in round 21. They beat last year's premiers, the Western Bulldogs, by 48 points without Mumford and Cameron. So, and there's an argument as well that the Giants have been a little bit top heavy, and this may well force them to go to a bit more of a smaller, more mobile team. And it also, of course, brings Steve Johnson back into the picture, who's been struggling with knee injuries all year. And this might be the perfect stage for him.
Stevie J back. Is he?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. What went wrong at Adelaide Oval, mate? I mean, they got smashed up, didn't they?
Yeah, they certainly did. There was a whole host of things that went wrong. One thing I've noticed is they've struggled in the wet. Richmond got a hold of them at the MCG earlier in the year, it was when the skies opened up. They'd been going really well in the first quarter, and it was dry, and then the rain came and they struggled because they're a really slick ball moving team and like to use the hands a lot, and that caught them out. That was one of the problems for them. The other thing was that defensively they're a fantastic team with the ball in hand. It can cut teams apart, but when you're up against a good opposition and they're moving the ball well, that's one area the Giants need to lift up on.
Yeah. Can I ask you, Neil, and it's sort of like the intangible, and GWS quite supreme, really, during the normal rounds of a competition. Mm. Do they lift enough for the finals? You know, do you get the feel they're that sort of, they'll go to another level during finals, or they are what they are during the regular season? And we know the teams that win premierships can lift.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing was this time last year, they smashed the Swans in that qualifying final at ANZ Stadium, and they were really up and about. Of course, they missed out on the grand final berth by just a solitary kick when the Bulldogs beat them at Spotless and then went on. I think there's still a big game team, a finals team.
Yep.
I think a lot of teams have gone to Adelaide and come off second best this year, and they were really ambushed there. And we look historically at the teams that lose qualifying finals, certainly in the AFL, more often than not, probably about 70% of the time, if a team's finished in the top four and they lose that first qualifying final, they bounce back and like the Swans last year, they lost to GWS, they bounced back and won the next two, ended up in the grand final. So grand finals are a long way away for GWS, but it's not, they finished in the top four for a reason. So I'm expecting them to bounce back against the Eagles on Saturday.
Neil, it's been an amazing season for the Swannies. After six losses at the start, you started talking mathematically, the equation to get into the top eight, they get in as six, and wow, they're playing some very impressive footy. How will they go at the G?
Yeah, look, they've played really well there, flats historically. They beat Geelong there in the preliminary final last year, totally smashed them, and their form against Geelong generally has been very, very good. They've beaten them the last two times they've played at Simmons Stadium down there at Geelong, and that's a really hard ground to win at. Their midfield is just so strong now that Josh Kennedy, Dan Hannabury, Luke Parker, they're going as well as they ever have it. And Buddy Franklin, well, he's 30 years of age now, but he's playing as well as he ever has. And Nick Davis has straightened his kicking out, certainly the last couple of weeks, and he looks up for it.
We chatted with Harry Cunningham yesterday, Neil, and strangely enough, he said they enjoy the bigger open spaces, the MCG, maybe even more than the SCG, where they feel a little bit restricted. I know they've got a great record at the SCG, but it's good to know that they enjoy the extra freedom, he said, particularly in attack at the MCG.
Yeah. Look, to tell you the other thing that they've done here, TK, is they've changed when they lost Mitchell to Hawthorne this year, who had an unbelievable season, made All-Australian. But if there was one knock on the Swans midfield, it was a bit too slow. And what they've allowed them to do with Mitchell going out is put Zach Jones and Isaac Keeney in there, and that just adds just a lot more faster ball movement into that team, which really does suit the MCG. And as we all know, that if you can't play well at the MCG, you can't win the premiership.
Yeah, very good, mate. All right, we'll get your tip. So do the Swannies win?
Yeah, I'm going all Sydney this weekend to predict that one. Yeah, but I think generally the Swans are the form team of the competition, and they have the wood over Geelong. GWS, they finished top four for a reason. They'll bounce back. I think they'll be able to overcome the losses of Mumford and Cameron, and they're not done yet.
And we follow the fortunes of both GWS and the Swannies in the Telegraph with Neil Cordy. Neil, we thank you so much, mate.
Good on you, TK.